attorney Mike Nichols. They're based out of East Lansing. Mike's always involved, it seems like, with high-profile cases, and we wanted to get his take on a high-profile case here in the mid-Michigan area. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How do you get yourself in the middle of all these crazy cases?
I have no idea.
Well, the case came up, and we had Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III on the program yesterday, and we were talking about sentencing and sentencing of a minor. The minor in question was involved in a murder from the aspect that the minor was there. The minor has a history of violence as well as a minor criminal record, if you will. And Mr. Dunnings believes that this gentleman, even though he's only 15 and was only 13 when he committed the crime, that he should go behind bars for the rest of his life. Well, from your perspective, what do you think?
Well, Tony, I know that nobody had less sleep last night than Judge Economy. If I know him, he's waking up wrestling with this right now and trying to do the right thing by society, by the Ingham County community, and frankly, by this young man is where he's trying to find his pressure point. And I appreciate Stuart Dunning's position. He's got to do his job. But, I mean, let's face it, we're each and every one of us, and all of us as a society, are responsible for our kids. And you know, he's a kid. And I have no, I don't have any Georgia County this morning.
When you look at this kid, though, he's got a criminal record that looks like he's a convicted felon.
Well, I think he is a convicted felon because he has been convicted of this murder. But, you know, only if you believe that we are born criminals can you give up on somebody, especially somebody he's 16, right, Tony?
Yeah.
I mean, where did he learn that behavior is my question, and what can we do to save him as a member of our society? I mean, that is democracy, protecting the rights of the minority and each and every one of us so that everyone has a chance, even if it's a small chance.
Yeah,
and
but
when we start giving up on our kids and on individuals, that's when our country becomes the house divided that Abraham Lincoln talked about.
All right, I get that. I understand that. I respect that. I can agree with it to some extent. But Mr. Dunnings listed the criminal record of this individual who is in a gang, brought his father into the gang, and we're talking about Charles Lewis Jr., who's currently 15, I believe. He has a rap sheet that includes threatening with a knife and a gun, threatening a girl for her to have sex with him. I mean, maybe there are some instances where, hey, this guy's just a bad apple, and we got to keep him away from society.
How did he become a bad apple? Do you think he was born and came out of the womb and said, I'm going to go threaten somebody with a knife? That's in my DNA. I mean, do you really believe that?
Yeah, but do you really believe? Because if you look at the statistics from the experts that we've talked with, when you have habitual offenders like this, very rarely do they turn their lives around. Can you take that chance to have another murder because of this individual or because that individual was there?
Well, when my 10-year-old son, who's had lots of advantages in life, more advantages than I ever had, when he makes a mistake, and I'm sure he's going to make some big ones, I hope that somebody is not sitting behind a microphone ready to give up on him.
All right, well, you just took a shot at me, Mike, and what I will tell you, if I have to bring my personal feelings into this, is I'm not for giving up on anyone. But I tell you what, in this instance, with this guy's record, I got a kid, I've got two sons and a wife, I don't want to take a chance on this guy because it seems like he's had a bunch of chances and declined to take advantage of those, whether it's his fault or not. And it doesn't appear that society would gain anything by this individual being free walking on the streets.
It's about process. It's about the things that we look at when we sentence somebody. And when you sentence somebody to life behind prison without any chance for parole, that's one more person who has no hope and one more person who society has locked away for life. And think about all of the choices that we make in terms of the expenditure of our resources. All of those choices, how much money we spend on locking up somebody for life, how much we put into not giving someone a chance to ever be a part of society, to ever rehabilitate, to ever prove statistically damn, to ever prove him or herself. That's the choice that we make. And if Judge Economy makes it, that's what he gets paid to do. But it's a very somber and sobering choice. And when you use statistics to say, let's lock up somebody forever, I think you're taking the huge risk that numbers are going to dictate a decision that perhaps we as a democracy ought to think or at least look a little bit deeper than what the numbers show.
Shayla Johnson was 19 years old when she was murdered. If Shayla was your daughter, your sister, your relatives, would you feel the same way?
I would say at 19 years old, at 35 years old, at 50 years old, the taking of any life is a tragedy. It's a wrong. It's a crime. God save this young man. But I'm not his judge. And frankly, you know, Judge Economy's got to make a very, very difficult choice. And he's got to do what he's got to do based on everything that we're supposed to look at in our criminal justice. The message to society, the chance that the person will never reoffend, the need to protect society. And perhaps the need to protect society is so strong in this particular case that he's got to be locked up for life. But that is a huge, huge call to make with a kid who is 16 years old and who I've just got to wonder, how did he learn all of the behaviors that he's demonstrated? I mean, don't you just wonder what happened to this kid?
Well, with the history that's been released about him, I think everything went wrong from almost the day he was born. His father certainly didn't help circumstances at all because he's got a criminal record himself, and obviously all this behavior started when he was very, very young. And so it's a complex case, and when you talk about life and death, it's just a sad story that we're even talking about this. When do we expect the judge to make his decision?
I think the hearing is this morning, and I just know that right now Judge Economy is really wrestling with what he's got to do.
All right. Mike, we appreciate your time and your candor. It's always fascinating to chat with you. Thanks so much.
It is a sad story indeed, Tony. I agree with you there, and it's always good to talk to you, my friend.